Dear Diary, I tried to stay away. No, I mean, I really did. I told myself it was wrong, that it was a waste of technology, that I could be, I don't know, having a conversation with Socrates instead of visiting my youthful self. But I couldn't get the image of that young, just perfect body. So innocent and untouched and lying there. And I had to go back. And I know what that did to her, to me. And I couldn't stop myself. So, last night I told myself I would just sneak in and watch her sleep. And watch that small body of hers. And watch her chest rise and fall. Her cute little pajamas. My cute little pajamas. I had to watch her. And the way the light streamed through the window and touched her, and I couldn't help it. My hands were all over myself. There I was, in my own bedroom. My childhood bedroom, masturbating while looking at myself. And I was so close. I was about to come when she stirred. And I saw her little mouth open. And I realized that I had to feel that tiny mouth of hers against my dripping wet pussy. I just knew I couldn't not have that. I needed it more than anything. So I went to the bed, put my hand over her mouth to keep her from screaming, and I woke her up. She had this moment of fear and confusion and terror in her eyes, and then recognition and more terror, but something else too. She was curious. I could see it in her eyes. I knew that look. I used to have that look. I still have that look sometimes. And I whispered to her that I would slit her throat if she said a word. And I made her nod before I took my hand away. I told her to lay back. And I told her that I was going to make her taste me. And then all she had to do was lay back on the pillow and open her mouth real wide. And that if she was a very good girl, she would swirl her tongue and taste me. She looked so terrified. But I just had to. So I straddled her little face. Grabbed the top of her headboard and began to rub my wet, dripping pussy against her mouth. She choked at first and tried to turn her head one way and the other, but I reached down, held her head still. Told her if she didn't open her fucking mouth, that I would beat her. And I could look down and I could see the terror and tears in her eyes as she tried to please me. She was scared. And fuck, didn't that turn me on? I don't think I've ever come so hard or so fast as I did, riding that little mouth of hers, feeling her trembling tongue and her just her shaking breath, and looking down into her eyes and seeing them filled with tears. But also, I wasn't entirely sure she hated it. I could tell. I could see that buried little slut inside her. I knew I was stoking, creating some need and hunger in her. And she began to move a little more eagerly. And after I came the first time, I could see the look of surprise in her eyes. When my juices flooded her mouth, she was shocked. But the good little girl, she swallowed every last drop. I came twice more, grinding my pussy against her. I don't know if I've ever come harder. And then I moved off of her, let the poor little brat catch her breath. It was incredible. And I turned and left the room. I didn't say a damn thing to her. God, it was so sexy. I'd like to say I won't be back, but, well, I think we both know that I can't resist. Dear Diary, I'm not really sure what to say. She came again last night. It was different this time. She didn't touch me the same way she did last time. She did other stuff instead. Stuff I, well, kinda like what she did to me the first time, only she made me do it to her. And it was really weird. I mean, it was really messy and wet, and, well, she made me stick out my tongue and taste things, and it tasted kind of, I don't know what it tasted like. Not like anything I've ever tasted before. And she pushed herself on me and made me taste her for a lot of time, like a lot of minutes. And she kept shaking and moaning, and I think it felt good for her. I didn't really understand it, but it was also, I mean, it was scary, because she said that she would slit my throat, but I didn't think she would actually hurt me. And after she left, well, I felt kind of funny. And, well, I felt myself down there, and I was kind of wet there. And I think that means I was excited, but it's not like I liked it. I didn't like it when she did that. I don't think I liked it. I don't know. I'm not even gonna tell anyone about this though, because they're not gonna believe me anyway. But I wonder if she'll come back. I'm pretty sure she will. She really seems to like me for some reason. But at least she hasn't hurt me. Not really. Not yet.